Welcome to Relationships Unraveled. I'm Miranda, and I am here to help you unravel your relationships and live the life you were created for. Together, we are going to learn and grow in how to navigate the many relationships that make up our lives. We're going to do this by having conversations that go below the surface. So, let's shock the norm. Let's try something different and start discovering the next step forward as we talk through life together. God created us for relationships, so it's no surprise that we learn best how to navigate them together. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. So I want to start out today by asking you something. Have you ever seen someone, which not you, like not me and you, you know, we would never do this, but have you ever seen other people talk about something till they're blue in the face? I mean, they talk about it nonstop, but they don't, nothing ever happens. Like it's either empty threads or, you know, they want to talk about it all the time, but they don't do anything different. Nothing changes in their life. They're just creating the same scenario every day. When their feet hit the floor, they talk about it, nothing changes. They talk about it, nothing changes. And, you know, they say they're going to do this and they say they're going to do that, but then they might stop for a week or so and then they fall back into it. Have y'all ever experienced that or, you know, seen someone do this kind of behavior? And when they do this, there's a saying that we have for this. And the saying goes, actions speak louder than words, right? We've heard this. I know I've heard it my whole life. We've heard it a lot. And some even say actions speak louder than words. And sometimes inaction speaks louder than both. And so I thought that was a good addition to that saying. But actions speak louder than words. I personally agree with this after working with people and just reflecting on my own experiences. I absolutely am way more likely to believe something when I see something different happening versus just hearing someone say all the right things or, you know what to say or agree or, you know, maybe they know exactly what's wrong and they can call themselves out. They can say all the beautiful things, but then nothing changes. And so, yes, I believe that actions do speak louder than words. And so today, I want to unravel that with y'all because I think that most of us tend to look at this saying from our expectations of others, right? Like we look outside of ourselves at other people and we're like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Actions speak louder than words. They've been saying that. They don't do anything different, you know, that kind of thing. We hold people to this high expectation to change something and stop talking about it so much. And so today, though, you won't hear me on this podcast very often focus on any relationship dynamic from the perspective of looking at other people, because I believe that that holds zero power. Okay. There's nothing we can do. It helps to maybe understand other people sometimes, but the thing that I want to develop, the goal here is to develop ourselves, to learn something new so that we can make a change that we have control of in our life and to move toward a desired outcome. Okay. So today, we usually think about actions speak louder than words from a place of our expectations on others, but I want to flip it today. I want to flip it so we can stay within our controllables, which is ourselves. So I want to think about times where we have talked about something so much, but we have not done anything different to actually change it, because it's very easy to spot this behavior in somebody else from the outside looking in. It's extremely difficult sometimes to see it in our own life. And so I do believe that actions trump talking. We got to do something different instead of just talking about it all the time. And I have an example. I talked to a woman one time and I talked to her for several times. And a pattern I kept picking up on was that, and I would be with her while she was with her family. So I would hear the talking as the family was interacting together. That makes it even more interesting, right? Because I can see, you know, the dynamics playing out in front of me as she's sharing with me. And the pattern I kept noticing was she talked a whole lot about having to do everything and nobody helped her. And she had to do everything and nobody would help her. And if she didn't do it, you could probably finish my statement, it wouldn't get done. And she was very certain about this, like so certain. She said it over and over. And she talked about it all the time. Pretty much any time her kids were around, she said something to allude to, you know, I have to do everything around here. If I don't do it, nobody will do it. Nobody helps me. And so I noticed that she talked about it all the time, but as she was talking about it, she was literally doing all the things that she was saying she gets no help with, that if she doesn't do it, it won't get done. And as she was complaining about that for about the 30th time, she was literally doing all those things, multitasking really well. And I remember asking her, how will anyone ever help you if you continue to just do it? Which seems like a stupid question, right? It seems like, well, duh, like, but I'm serious. Like, how does someone help you if you just do it? They can't, right? They can't help you. And so this is where we have to challenge ourselves and get honest with ourselves and reflect. Okay, what am I talking about all the time? What am I complaining about all the time? And what am I doing different? Am I doing the same thing I've always done? But I just think, okay, if I say it 10 more times, they'll get it. Okay, that's not the way people work. People work based on things that happen. I believe this. I mean, I believe this because I've seen it in my own parenting, my own marriage, my own friendships, relationships. Things don't change till things change, right? We train people basically without really knowing that we're doing this. We basically train people how long they can wait until they do like something different or something we want. We train them to wait as long as they possibly can. And they know, oh, I just need to wait until she gets to this point, then I'll do it. But I don't have to do it before that because she's trained me over and over. I'm good at this. Okay. Like an example, that would be if a mom asks their kids to brush their teeth every night. Okay. And so say it's, 9:30 and here we go. Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth. I told you to brush your teeth. You're not brushing your teeth. I asked you to brush your teeth. They don't brush their teeth. They don't brush their teeth. And eventually mom loses it and she yells like, this is why I have to yell because nobody does what I ask them to do. Now get in there and brush your teeth, blah, 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 blah. So what do the kids do at that point? They get up and they go brush their teeth because what has happened in that situation is the mom has trained the children that nothing substantial will happen that affects you or impacts you or motivates you to brush your teeth until I get to this point. If we say it 50 times every day, we've trained our kids to wait until 51 to do it. That's the problem, right? We've created this, like, if you were to take an action after asking them one time, they would do it after one time. Because humans are incredibly trainable. Like, we do this subconsciously, but we are, like, we're trainable. That's why boundaries work. That's why bad behavior exists, because we get away with what we can get away with. And so I think it's important to first look at ourselves for this podcast, right? I mean, yes, we all know of those people who talk about stuff all the time, but they don't make any changes and it's annoying, right? It's like, I don't want to hear about it anymore. I just want them to fix it. Like, if they hate it that much, then why don't they do something about it? And so I want to challenge you to figure out where you're doing that. Okay. Figure out where you're doing that. And so that could be something you talk about a lot. If you find yourself having the same come to Jesus talks over and over and over and over with your husband or your friend, or then you're probably not taking any action to change anything. And I don't know why. Okay. I don't know why, but talking is not going to do it, y'all. Talking is not going to do it because people know that nothing's really going to happen. And for some reason, I guess we can just tune people out really well. We're like, all I have to do is listen to her talk about it again. And once she's done talking, she'll still do what I want. I just have to sit there and smile and nod and agree and say all the right things. And she'll feel better for a little bit. And then she'll keep doing all the things I like her doing for me until, we hit this little bump again. She'll get tired of it. But I really like her doing all this for me. I like my gig, not having to do much. And so I'll sit through it again. She'll yell at me again. I know the drill. I listen, I nod, I smile, I say, I'm sorry. She yells, and it's worth it because I still get her to do what I want. Okay. This is patterns of human behavior. So find a place in your life where you feel this way. If you're relating to what I'm saying in a certain area, I want to encourage you today to self-reflect on that area, figure out what it is you keep saying. But then look at also, what do you keep doing. And I want you to come up with a plan of something you can do differently. Okay. Something you can do differently. Now, there's a big catch when it comes to this part. Okay. Usually, by the time we get to this point, if you're relating to this podcast right now, you already got some resentment built up. Okay. So usually where our little human nature takes us when we get to this little turn on the path is, oh, we think of something to do. All right. We're like, oh, let me show you. I ain't going to do nothing for you. I'm done. You know, and that is not really the healthiest way to go about it, because honestly, if we're being real honest, and I like honesty, honesty's hard, but it's necessary. It's not your husband's fault. It's not your kid's fault. It's not your friend's fault. You have a lot of responsibility to take if you have accidentally set your relationship up in such a way where you feel like you're doing X, Y, Z, and if you don't do it, nobody will, and nobody helps you. The fact that you continue to do it means you have trained them to not help you. So whenever you go at them real like, well, I'm done, they have no idea why you're done, even though you've been saying the same thing for 10 years, blah, blah, blah. The words just don't hold up when it comes to actions. And so try to come up with an action that you can do differently that is focused around protecting your resentfulness, protecting your emotions, not so much like punishing them. Because I'm going to tell you, they didn't do this. Like, they went along with it. They sure did take advantage, but you also let them. You also trained them how they're allowed to treat you. You showed them how long they can wait to take action. You showed them that I talk about needing help, but I don't show you that I need help. I don't provide opportunities for you to help me and then take the time to be consistent with those opportunities or see them through. You know, those are things that are required to make this work. And so I do want you to think of a place in your life where you're experiencing this. And I want to challenge you to come up with an action that you can take and stop talking so much about it. Stop complaining. Stop griping, stop nagging, stop feeling sorry for ourselves. Like, let's just take an action that's different. That's how we show people we're ready for something different. We're not willing to keep doing the same thing over and over and over. And the action can be small. It can be very small. It doesn't have to be, you know, crazy big. But like the mom that was complaining about having to do everything, you know, a big one was basically, gosh, every time the trash filled up, I was like, oh boy, here we go. Because she would sit there, and as she was taking out the trash, she had two sons. They're sitting watching TV or on their game or whatever. And as she's taking out the trash again, she's complaining about how she always takes out the trash. No one helps. But in that moment, she could have stopped talking. Okay. Don't even mention it again. We already know. Goodness, we know. All you have to do is walk over to one of your sons. Put your hand on his shoulder and say, hey, I need you to come take out the trash. And if they've never taken out the trash, say, hey, come over here. I'm going to teach you how to take out the trash. And they come over there. And if they complain, of course they're going to complain. Because you know what they think? If I complain enough, she'll just do it. Because that's what she does, right? They know how things work. So you have to really dig in with this. If you really want the change that you say you want, you have to dig in with this and go, okay, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be thorough. I'm going to follow through. I'm going to take the time that it takes to teach them how to do this thing. I'm going to ask them. I'm not going to argue with them. It's just going to get done. And if it does not get done, there will just be a consequence, and I will tell them the consequence, and there's nothing else to be talked about. Because what else could there be? The arguing and all of that is just manipulation. It's an attempt to get you to back off of whatever this new thing is you're trying to implement. So you can expect that to happen for a while. And that's why consistency is so important. But you first have to realize where you're doing this at. You got to realize where you're doing this at. I mean, it could be, gosh, it could be so many things. It could be happening at work. You know, it's like, oh, you know, my boss just expects me to do his job. And I'm like, well, are you doing his job for him? Or like, you know, oh, my kids never remember their water bottle. It's like, well, are you taking it to them every time? You know, like, oh, my son's always running out of money. Well, are you giving him money every time he runs out? I mean, yeah, maybe you're griping about it, but are you doing it? I mean, these are things where we gotta ask ourselves, like, is this really necessary? Because what I see a lot of times too is people have this mindset. They say, well, you know, that sounds really good, but you don't understand. I really do have to do the things that I have to do. I really do. Like, I know that most people, maybe they get lucky and they don't, but I do. I really do. Like, I really do. If I don't do it, it really, truly won't get done. I promise you. Like, I know these things work with most people, but I'm a unicorn. I'm different. They just won't work with me. And I would just disagree. I would just say, no, I know you believe that. And that is a legitimate belief, which is part of the problem of why you can't stop. You know, you do believe that, but it is a lie. Like, it's a lie you're believing, because there's plenty of people that are living life similar to yours that aren't doing everything you're doing. They're not. And their life's okay. They are. I mean, they really are. So, I mean, I would challenge you, if that's you, I would say, if you feel that way, if you have to, then why don't I have to? Like, why are we all not having to do all the same things? I mean, there's a reason there's some things some of us are having to do and some things some of us aren't having to do. And the reason is, it's because if whatever we believe we have to do is the thing we do, but we don't have to do it. That's the kicker. So if you are close to that thought, if you're like, nope, disagree, Miranda, you don't know my life, you don't know my circumstances, you don't know my kids, you don't know my boss, whatever that is, okay. But I do want to challenge you right here to stop and say, listen, okay, I disagree with you, Miranda, but I'm going to be open to learning something new. Maybe I'm going to learn that I'm right. Maybe I'm going to see it a different way if I just open myself up to it for a minute and just reflect anyway. Because I know for myself, there was a lot of things on this list for me, a lot of things that I was pretty darn certain if I don't do it, it won't get done. Or if I don't do it, it won't get done right. Or if I don't do all the parenting, it'll ruin everything. My kids will be ruined, you know? But turns out that was just me. When I learned to let that go, my husband's actually really good at parenting. And I really enjoy the help. And my kids respond totally different to him than they do to me on certain things. And it's actually really amazing. But if you would have told me that when I was in the midst of believing the lie, I would have guaranteed you were dead wrong and said, no way, I have to. Okay. I want you to be open to the possibility that you could be believing a lie about this. And so I want you to find a way that your actions can be louder than your words. And I want you to be so careful when you're coming up with an action. Don't rip all the support and all the love and all of the, you know, kindness out of the relationship just to say, well, she told me to take action, so I am, you know. That's not the kind of action I mean. I'm talking like the example I gave with the trash. Take an action that will actually help push this thing forward. We don't want to take it worse. We don't want to make it worse, because we have to remember, as much as we are resentful of these people in our life that have taken advantage of all we're doing without helping us or whatever the case may be, we have also trained them to do so. So we have to take our responsibility for that. And this is not good or bad, y'all. This is not a, you have issues and you don't, or you're doing great and you're failing. This is, oh, I'm a human. Okay. You're a human. We're doing this somewhere in our life. Okay. I'm still doing this. And I understand this concept really well, but I catch myself all the time talking about something that I just talk about. And I'm like, you know, I should probably do something about this instead of talking about it so much. So this isn't a matter of being good or bad or flawed or anything like that. This is a matter of accepting our humanity and saying, okay, I would love to find some relief in these areas. So I'm willing to look at this, you know, that's kind of what we want to do. But the actions do speak louder than words. And that little thing that I added about inaction speaking louder than both sometimes, that's a big one too. You know, sometimes not responding at all or not taking any action is more hurtful than someone trying and taking the wrong action. Sometimes it's the withdrawal totally that just hurts the worst. And that's really hard to deal with as well. So I want us to remember, okay, I'm not thinking about other people when I listen to this podcast. I'm thinking about myself. Okay, that's our first goal. Think about ourselves. Flip the script to what we usually do and focus on the controllables, which is us, okay? And then we want to get real honest with ourselves about identifying some places in our life that maybe we do a whole lot of talking and not a lot's changing, okay? And then we've got to either be honest with ourselves and admit, okay, I'm pretty darn hard-headed in this area. Like, I'm not even willing to entertain this thought that Miranda's saying, which means I'm not really open, right? I'm closed. I'm certain. And certainty is, oof, it's a tricky one, you guys. And so be honest with yourself about, are you open to this idea of looking at this? Or are you believing the lie that, no, I absolutely have to do these things, Miranda. It is for sure. I know that works for everybody else. Lucky them, but I am different. You know, my human circumstances defy all the odds. And it's just like, nope, that's not true. I've seen too many people change things. And I've seen it too many times and I've lived it myself. So I just know that it's a lie we're believing. So open yourself up, identify an area, and then come up with an action you can take that's very small. It's very doable. Set yourself up for success. Don't come up with something so big that you're going to have a hard time doing it consistently and thoroughly. And remember to ask yourself, am I doing this to punish them? Or am I doing this to protect myself and move this relationship forward? That's an important piece to why you're going to take the action you're going to take. Okay. Try to be kind about it. That is first priority. And so, yeah, I think that's a pretty good foundation for starting the journey of thinking about how our actions speak louder than our words. And areas of our life where we can actually identify this and start to make some changes. Okay. If you figure this out and you're like, dang, I see this, but I just don't know like how to make a change. I can't like do it. I try. I want to, but like I can't actually go through with it. I revert back to the old behavior. Like you got to expect that. But I would say if you try and try and try, and you literally like the controllingness has such a grip on you that you really can't do it. You can't even get close. That's a really good indication for needing some help. Anytime we want to do something or make a change in our life and we find that we can't do it, you know, we've tried and tried and we just can't do it. And that's not the same as doing it a few times and then failing and then doing it once and then failing twice and then doing it three times and then failing once. That is not the same as I want this so bad and I literally can't do it. That is a good indicator to go get some therapy, go get some coaching, go and get some help. Okay. That's how you know you need help, when you can't do something that you really want to do. Because usually when we really want something, we figure out a way to make it happen, right? I mean, we figure out a way to binge those Netflix shows, you know, like we figure out a way to make it work. And so if you can't, that's a sign. Go get some help. There's no shame in that whatsoever. And so I hope that you have a good time trying this, and I hope that you're successful. And I want to remind you to start small and be truthful with yourself and focus on you in this and not other people. And I'm excited about the outcome. So I'd love to hear from you how this goes or any feedback that you have. You can email me, ru@mirandakirk.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram. That's where I'm the most active, @MirandaKirk. I would love to hear from you there. Thanks for being here. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Relationships Unraveled podcast. If you love the episode, please share it on social media and be sure to tag me. Find me @MirandaKirk and let's continue the conversation. I hope you'll tune in again next week.